Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are going to look at pre-employment screening and how it impacts workplace rehabilitation, safety, and compliance in Australia. Whether you are an employer, an injured worker, an insurer, or a workplace health professional, understanding this process is essential for creating a safer, more sustainable work environment. Last updated in July 2026, the current landscape shows that a poor hiring fit can create workplace injury risks before a new employee even finishes their first week. For employers, this often leads to costly workers' compensation claims, staff shortages, disrupted rosters, and increased compliance pressure. To put this in perspective, Safe Work Australia reported 146,700 serious workers' compensation claims from 2023 to 2024. Each involving at least 1 week of lost working time. Because of this, pre-employment screening is a highly practical step for workplace injury prevention, safer hiring, and work health and safety compliance. Screening helps employers assess whether a candidate is medically and physically suited to a specific role. Many of these checks are risk-based. Oz Rehab provides pre-employment screening services that can include pre-employment medical assessments, pre-employment functional assessments, audiometry, spirometry, visual acuity, skin checks, silicosis testing, and drug and alcohol screening. Before hiring, there are six key factors an employer should consider in a quick checklist. First, does the role involve manual handling or heavy lifting? Second, are workers exposed to noise levels above 85 decibels? Third, is drug and alcohol screening required for this role? Fourth, are there respiratory or dust hazards in the workplace? Fifth, does the role require sustained physical endurance or fitness? And sixth, are there specific vision requirements linked to machinery, driving, or safety tasks? Let us look closer at what a pre-employment functional assessment, often called a PEFA, actually is. A PEFA checks if a candidate can safely perform the physical duties of a specific role, assessing things like lifting, carrying, pushing, pulling, bending, squatting, grip strength, posture tolerance, and general movement capacity. It is important to note that a PEFA is quite different from a general medical examination. While a general medical exam looks at broader, overall health factors, a PEFA focuses specifically on real, job-related tasks. This makes it highly useful for roles in construction, warehousing, healthcare, aged care, manufacturing, transport, logistics, and mining. A well-designed functional assessment must match genuine job demands to keep the process fair, practical, and aligned with work health and safety duties. This brings us to our first frequently asked question: why do employers use pre-employment screening in the first place? Primarily, it is to check if a candidate can safely meet the physical and health demands of a role. Screening can identify role-related risks such as reduced lifting capacity, hearing concerns, respiratory issues, vision problems, or substance-related safety risks. It also serves a double purpose by creating a baseline health record. This record is invaluable for future health monitoring, injury management, or return to work planning if an incident occurs. Ultimately, employers use screening to reduce workplace injury risks, support WHS compliance, verify physical job readiness, improve hiring consistency, reduce avoidable absenteeism, and support fair, legally defensible decisions. After all, poor hiring decisions and unmanaged workplace health risks directly contribute to higher injury rates, increased absenteeism, and long-term workers' compensation costs. Our second question is, what tests are actually included in pre-employment screening? The answer is that it varies. Screening can include physical, medical, hearing, lung function, vision, skin, drug, alcohol, and silica-related checks. There is no single package that suits every job, so employers should select tests based on actual risk and specific hazards. For example, a physical examination assesses movement, strength, range of motion, and lifting capacity, primarily to reduce manual handling injuries in construction, warehousing, and manufacturing. This exam takes about 45 to 60 minutes and costs $215, with an additional cost of $80 if a doctor is required. Audiometry assesses hearing ability, helping with WHS compliance and hearing risk management in loud industries like manufacturing, construction, and mining. This test takes about 10 minutes and costs $75. Spirometry assesses lung capacity and function for dusty environments or mining, taking 15 minutes at a cost of $80. An instant drug and alcohol screen detects substance use through instant or laboratory testing for safety-sensitive roles, taking 10 to 15 minutes and costing $75, while a laboratory-based drug and alcohol screen costs $150. Visual acuity checks take 5 to 10 minutes, cost $50, and assess vision and color blindness for transport and heavy machinery roles. A skin check takes 5 to 10 minutes, costs $50, and identifies skin conditions, acting as baseline health documentation for outdoor or healthcare industries. Finally, a silicosis test assesses possible silica-related lung disease in mining, construction, or stone masonry, taking 30 to 60 minutes and costing $770. For businesses booking services in the Sydney metropolitan area, mobile screening is available for a flat travel fee of $275. Moving on to our third question, which pre-employment tests does your business actually need? The key is matching the tests directly to the actual risks of the role. A desk-based role may need very few checks, whereas a safety-sensitive role may require a full suite of physical, hearing, lung, vision, and drug testing. Let us look at how this plays out across different Australian industries. In construction, the recommended tests are physical assessments, audiometry, drug and alcohol screening, and spirometry, which manage key risks like manual handling, noise, and substance impairment. For warehousing, employers typically look for physical assessments and drug and alcohol screening to manage manual handling and forklift safety. In manufacturing, the focus is on audiometry, spirometry, and physical assessments to manage noise and respiratory hazards. Healthcare roles often require physical assessments, vaccination checks, and skin checks to manage physical demands and infection risks. Transport and logistics businesses prioritize drug and alcohol screening, visual acuity, and hearing checks to ensure road safety. In the mining industry, a comprehensive approach is used, including physical assessments, spirometry, audiometry, and silicosis tests to manage physical demands, dust, and noise exposure. To get the most out of these assessments, employers need to choose the right screening provider. A strong provider should offer qualified assessors, clear reporting, secure handling of health information, fast scheduling, and practical industry knowledge. Mobile or on-site capability is also incredibly valuable because it allows employers to screen several candidates with less disruption to recruitment timelines. Oz Rehab provides workplace screening for employers across Sydney and New South Wales. When working with Oz Rehab, as highlighted in their pre-employment screening process, employers can expect several key outcomes. First, screening helps reduce workplace injury risks from day one. Second, assessments are customized to reflect the physical demands of specific roles. Third, an accredited team can travel directly to workplaces within the Sydney metro area. And fourth, results are delivered clearly and quickly to support faster, safer hiring decisions. Our fourth question asks, does pre-employment screening only apply before hiring? The answer is a clear no. While it is most common during recruitment, workplace medical monitoring also applies throughout a worker's employment. Ongoing checks are often needed when employees face recurring risks such as hazardous noise, dust exposure, heavy manual handling, or when they are transitioning back to work after an injury. For instance, a manufacturing business with ongoing noise exposure should conduct a baseline audiometry test for new floor staff and then schedule repeat hearing checks for those same workers. This supports legal compliance and helps detect any hearing changes early. It is also important to review screening needs whenever job demands change, such as when new machinery, work processes, chemicals, shifts, or exposure levels are introduced. This leads directly to our fifth question, is pre-employment screening mandatory in Australia? While not all screening is mandatory for every single role, some checks do become legally required when specific hazards are present. For example, in New South Wales, audiometric testing is mandatory for certain workers exposed to hazardous noise under Clause 58 of the WHS Regulation 2017. For these noise-exposed workers, businesses must provide and fund hearing tests within 3 months of the worker starting employment, with follow-up tests required at least once every 2 years. Furthermore, there was a transitional requirement stating that workers employed before the 1st of January 2024 needed to complete their baseline testing by the 1st of January 2026. However, testing does not replace active risk controls. Employers must still manage noise exposure at the source, provide suitable hearing protection, train their workers, and monitor workplace hazards as part of their broader health and safety planning. Now, let us look at the candidate's perspective. How can candidates prepare for a pre-employment screening? There are several straightforward steps that can make a big difference. Candidates should avoid alcohol for at least 24 hours before testing, get a full night's sleep, and avoid heavy exercise the day before. They should stay away from loud noises before an audiometry test and wear comfortable, non-restrictive clothing suitable for physical movement. They should also bring any relevant medical documents, photo identification, referral letters, and any assistive devices they use for work, such as glasses or hearing aids. Most importantly, they should fill out the pre-employment questionnaire to disclose any existing injuries or medical conditions to the assessor before testing begins. This ties into our sixth question. What should candidates know before their screening? Candidates should understand that screening is an objective assessment of their fitness for a specific role, not a personal judgment of their health. The assessor's job is to evaluate relevant job demands, record the findings, and share the necessary results with the employer. Candidates must understand the role of consent here. Screening providers will share findings with the employer, but this information must relate specifically to job fitness and role requirements. Candidates have every right to ask what information will be shared before the assessment begins, and they should immediately tell the assessor if they feel unsafe or unwell during testing. In terms of timing, most individual tests take between 10 and 15 minutes, while a standard physical examination takes 45 to 60 minutes. If an employer books a package of multiple tests, they should allow about 1 to 1.5 hours, or up to 2 hours, depending on the complexity of the checks. Finally, our seventh question addresses a critical situation. What happens if a candidate refuses pre-employment testing? To avoid confusion, employers should communicate their screening policies clearly before candidates ever attend an assessment. This communication should explain why the testing is required, how it connects to the role, and how a refusal might affect the hiring decision. A candidate may refuse testing for personal, medical, religious, privacy, or safety reasons. When this happens, employers should follow a documented process rather than making an informal, rushed decision on the spot. Employers should ensure the screening requirements are detailed in the job advertisement or offer letter, connect each test to a genuine role requirement, respect a candidate's right to stop testing if they feel unsafe, and record the refusal along with any reason provided. Crucially, the same screening policy must be applied consistently to all candidates for the same role to avoid unlawful discrimination. If your business needs specific guidance on employment law obligations in this area, it is always wise to seek independent legal advice. If you need help choosing the right checks for your next hire, or if you want to ensure your business is fully compliant with current regulations, Oz Rehab can help. They offer tailored pre-employment screening across Sydney and New South Wales, including physical assessments, audiometry, spirometry, visual acuity, skin checks, silicosis testing, and drug and alcohol screening. To review your role requirements and screening options, you can book a free consultation by calling 1300-391-947 or by emailing office@ozrehab.com. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit ozrehab.com.